Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And it's an honor to be in your homes or your car, wherever you might be today. Amen. In order to speak to you the Word of God. I'm talking about end time revelation and what's bringing all of this into the forefront. What's bringing in Jesus coming back, amen, and fighting in the battle at Armageddon in the Valley of Jezreel. What's going to take place, amen, concerning the Antichrist, amen. There are two major Antichrists plus another one that's going to come on the scene almost at the end of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And so we, as the body of Christ, need to understand from the beginning of time, amen, praise God, when Satan rebelled against God, God threw him out of heaven, amen, he's always wanted to form his one world government. Over 18 years ago, I had an encounter with him, and I was in ministry, praise God. I was a babe, literally. I wasn't but maybe about 12 years old in the ministry, and that's still considered a babe, praise God. All of you people that think you've been in there 7 and 8 and 9 years and you think you know everything, I'm going to tell you, it's a life experience, and it don't happen overnight. Amen. And so we get in a hurry trying to please God. And they got all kind of, out there, there are all kind of strategies and tricks and traps of the devil. So it's important that you be seasoned and then be kept under the right leadership, the ones that's going to watch over your soul, because a lot of pastors preach the gospel. They're not going to watch over your soul. They're not going to pray for you. They're the wolves. I don't care what you say, they might do a quick prayer, but their concern is not being a pastor. A pastor's going to call you when you're sick, when you're absent from church. He's going to pray for you, and he's going to do a lot of things, amen, to keep you safe from the enemy, because there's an enemy. And I didn't know Satan, but a lady had, and I had befriended her, and every man and woman in this world, amen, that's in ministry need the fellowship. So I had fellowship with her and her sister, amen, and other people that I knew in the ministry, and we would just, you know, go into church. And this lady, she deceived me in to the point that her brother had met a witch, and I prayed for her brother because she wanted me to, and she was very persistent about it because she had did her brother wrong, and she did not want her brother to be caught up into this satanic stuff that this woman had put on this her brother. So I prayed for her brother, amen, and my first encounter with Satan was after I prayed for her brother. And I heard Satan tell me, he said he's getting ready, or he wanted to take over the world. And he asked me to join him. And the vision ended, but I couldn't see myself following Satan. So I began to seek the Lord more and begin to pray and begin to understand, you know, that there is really a devil, amen, and that he's evil, amen, and praise God, I'm still saved today, sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But I said this to say that, amen, praise God, Satan had begun to try to do wickedness toward God even before he was kicked out of heaven. he tried to build up his one world government. He tried to build up his reign over God in heaven, and God kicked him out. And then when he came to earth, amen, he literally began to tamper with men. Adam and Eve, amen, was one of the first that he tampered with, amen, praise God, because they were the only ones on earth. So it leads down to the era, the ERA. Once one generation leave out and their works is finished, another generation will come in. Father God, we ask you to add a blessing to the word today. I'm asking you to strengthen all of us and give us understanding, amen, that we are fighting, amen, an enemy that's invisible, that you can't see him, but you see his results as he works through people. We ask, Father God, that you would seal us in the blood of Jesus Christ as this segment go on, amen, this series of teaching go on, that I be protected, amen, from the enemy, amen, and that the enemy literally be destroyed and the eyes, amen, be open for your people. Because we're living in the last days, Father God, you have commissioned me to be an ambassador. You have commissioned me to do your will, just like you did Ezekiel. Amen. So I'm asking you, Lord God, as Ezekiel and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Isaiah and all your ministers and men and women of God that partook in the obedience of you, Father God, prospered in the will, I ask, Lord God, that in this dispensation and this era that I'm in, that I will finish my work, amen, on time for you and on time. God, you can do everything but fail. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way. What I want to speak to you about today is what brought about all of these various strategies, evil works of Satan, amen, concerning the Antichrist and the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. And we got to understand, amen, the Bible before we can even realize what's happening in the world today. We are, amen, going to speak about world government, amen, praise God. And like I told you, when I seen Satan in that dream and he talked to me about that, him trying to form a one world government and all that kind of stuff, that's crazy stuff because he'll never be able to accomplish it. But he has tried through his seeds in the earth realm. And his first seed was Cain. I told you yesterday about the wicked one. Amen, praise God. And Cain was of that wicked one, Satan. He had impregnated Eve. And Eve's first child name was Cain. And he was of the wicked one. Amen, praise God. But she called it Adam's seed because she had no... I don't know if you call it recollection or comprehension that she was in, impregnated by a demon. Yes, demonic spirits can impregnate. Amen. They are being held back now. Amen. God has held them back. Amen. He stopped a lot of that stuff in Genesis chapter, amen, 6. Amen. And I'll speak to you about that, but. Demons now are getting into women's, and they are getting into the bodies of women, amen, and women are having seeds. Yes, demons are going to walk the earth, amen, in a few years from now. I can't give you, it might be 100 years, 1,000 years, 10,000 years, I don't know, but whenever they start it, amen, it's going to be accomplished because God, amen, word won't return back void. But he wants us to know how to deal with these situations. Today, amen, in the world, we have all kind of demons, lust demons, those old sexual wicked demons that come in and attack women and men, causing them to go out and have all different kinds of wicked sexual acts. Having sex with children, animals, and doing all these things. Well, this is all a part of Satan and his wickedness. I'm going to tell you more about him as well as we go along in this teaching. Amen. Praise God. Because we got to know how to deal with these things, amen, that have been hidden from us because nobody will speak about them. And those that speak about them are very few because they don't believe that people will believe that this is going on. There is a devil, but there is a God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I can clap on that. And God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm proud of God. I'm proud of Jesus Christ. I'm proud of being a part, amen, of God and his kingdom. Amen. Now, if I'm going to serve anybody, amen, might as well serve God. Amen. Praise God, because I know who he is. But I also was introduced to evil. I seen evil. I seen Satan. I seen his works in the earth realm. I seen some wicked stuff. Amen. Praise God. But we know that in order to overthrow, amen, a government, amen, we have to be the strong man. Amen. We have to be the ones that will go in and literally tear down the works of Satan. And Satan, amen, the Bible says he's the god of this world. So he has what I would say illegal, legal rights into the world because Adam and Eve gave up their rights. They gave up their rights, their inheritance rights, amen. They gave up all legal rights to the earth. And so Satan uses the earth, and he uses his seeds to govern it. Amen. And what you said, well, is the government crooked? Yeah, the government is crooked. Amen. Praise God. All over the world, the government is crooked. Amen. And it's being exposed more and more in these last days than it has ever been before. Amen. Praise God. Satan is the god of this world. He's the god on the jobs. He's the god on everything. That's why we got to pray. Saints got to fast and pray all the time because the enemy is constantly trying to take over us and do wickedness toward us and our family. So at the beginning of creation, when he did what he did toward Adam and Eve, amen, praise God, sin began to spread through Cain, amen. And when Cain, amen, killed Abel, Abel was of the righteous, and Cain was of the wicked one. And so it made it difficult to produce, amen, praise God, any seeds that were abnormal. God had to allow Adam, amen, to have a longevity life because he wouldn't have, amen, promise after, you know, what he had did. He would always be counted as if you sin, you die. Amen. Praise God. But we, and I spoke on that yesterday, if we sin, amen, praise God, our grace will abound. Amen. Praise God. And amen, God will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and bring us into the fullness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Remember I told you about the works of the era. Amen. And era literally means when one generation, amen, finish their work in the earth, then another one will arise, be raised up by God, amen, in order to finish their work on the earth. God don't need a million people. He told Gideon, you got too many people with you. Separate some of them. And so God chooses one person out of a generation in order to speak a word in season to the body, amen, so that, amen, we can live, praise God, so that others like us can live and have that eternal life. Well, praise God, we go on to see that, amen, Cain being of the wicked one, amen, and he killed Abel, amen, praise God. Adam's generation, amen, his era came, amen, praise God, and before it was over, praise God, Cain and his seeds had literally taken over the world, amen, almost, over the earth. So God had to turn back around, amen, and allow Adam and Eve had to have another child called Seth. Amen. Seth produced Enoch and Mahujael, praise God, I'm trying to pronounce it right. And then all the way down to Enoch, amen, praise God. And Enoch, he was the one that, amen, praise God, he, amen, literally, amen, believed God and he walked with God, the Bible say. So because of this, praise God, the generation, praise God, that God had wanted during that era was kept, praise God, that knew God. He walked with God, he knew God, amen, praise God, and he trusted in God, and men began to call on the name of the God. They began to call on the name of the God that created the heavens and earth and to serve him. So now we have Cain seeds in the earth realm, and then we have God seeds in the earth realm that would worship God, amen, praise God, and that would do the things that were important, amen, for us to do in order to survive. But throughout the various, amen, eras, amen, praise God, God had to work his way, amen, throughout these eras because of what he had spoken in Genesis chapter 3, praise God, about the woman's seed, amen, bruising the serpent's head and, amen, the serpent bruising the heel of the seed of the woman. Amen, praise God. And that's when Mary, amen, and Jesus came in, praise God. Women are important figures, amen, praise God, in leadership, amen. But throughout the years, all of this tradition and religion and the way they think and the way people believe, amen, has brought in so much sin and so much rebellion against God, and amen, errors, amen, come in, but amen, praise God, generations will do their work, amen, and it might be one person in that generation that would carry the right word, the right seed, amen, or the right child that would carry it to the next generation, amen, praise God, and for that era. So God has always been wise, and he is the only wise God that can figure out this thing and know when to end the generations, amen, praise God, know when to end the era, praise God, so that, amen, praise God, we can go on and go to the New Jerusalem. So I want to speak to you about, amen, thank you, Jesus, how these things, amen, literally came about, that are so important for us to catch hold to and begin to understand. From creation, Satan wanted to have a one-world government. Even when he was in heaven, he wanted to be a God over the God that is the only God. Before him, there is no other God. Ain't nothing mentioned about his origin as far as saying that there was another being, another identity that created the God that created the heavens and earth. There's no records. There is nothing saying that that is so. The only God is him. The only wise God is him. The only one that can create is him. Amen. Praise be the name of God. So Satan, being a created being, was out of order from the beginning. Amen. Praise God. We need to, amen, literally humiliate this dog, this snake, this worm. Is a puppy. He's a wicked demon that has no love for God, not God's people. All he want to do, and he really don't have any love for his own seed, because soon as a man wants seed serve him, amen, he'll kill him out. Look what he did to Saddam Hussein. Look what he did to, what is this, Bin Laden. Look what he did to all of these great, well-known, wicked people that were in the earth and did their wickedness and ended up dying a horrible death. Hitler killed up all the Jews, and nobody would step in because, amen, they didn't have the love of God for number one. They didn't understand what Satan was doing for number two. And they sit up there all over the world. They wouldn't come into that nation and stop Hitler and his work and killed up hundreds of thousands of innocent people. So God is after souls. In order to get those souls saved, he brings in the era, the generation of people that will work for him in order for the coming of Jesus Christ, the millennial reign. Amen. Praise God. In Genesis chapter 6, and the Bible said it came to pass. Amen. Praise God. After, amen, Adam and his generation, amen, a work was done. It came to pass, amen, praise God, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. Then the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all which they choose. These demons, amen, these sons of God, amen, the beings begin to come into the earth realm, amen, praise God, and begin to have intercourse with the women and begin to produce, amen, giants, amen. These giants, amen, praise God, were skillful men in fighting war, and they would kill out, amen, a lot of innocent people, amen. And God seen that all this wickedness was spreading all over the earth again after God had stopped it, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. They began to spread all over the earth again and do wickedness, praise God. Cain's seeds and his wickedness, amen, praise God, literally had to be stopped. And then now the angels, amen, those fallen angels, the sons of God, and those that, amen, praise God, followed behind sin, were coming into the earth and beginning to populate the earth with wickedness. God had to literally overthrow government, amen, in order for one government to come in and be established, amen, in every area of the world. He had to come in and overthrow that government, praise God. And so this is what we're looking at today, what God is doing. In order for God to overthrow the God of this world, he had to overthrow his government. That's why the Bible says in Revelation, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Amen. Praise God. And it also says the kingdom of this world has now become the kingdom of our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Because God is establishing his kingdom in the earth realm. Amen. For the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So all that Satan is doing, bringing forth Antichrist and all of that wickedness, amen, it won't be able to stand. He won't be able to take over. We'll never have world government. He's stupid. He's ignorant. He's totally retarded. He's to the left to think that he could overthrow such a great God as we have. Amen. You notice, amen, every time there is any kind of indifferences or changes in the world, praise God, as far as the era is concerned, there always is a famine. There always is recession. There always is a period, amen, where people, amen, are starving, praise God, overpopulation, amen, literally, amen. They would go in and do ethnic cleansing. They would go in and do various other things. That's throughout the generations, amen, praise God, over in the Middle East and over, amen, in America, praise God, amen, in various other places, amen. One government have to overthrow another government. Just like America with the Indians, they had to overthrow the Indians in order to gain territory. Amen, praise God. So, amen, praise God, another era, amen, would leave out, amen, praise God, and that generation and that works, and then another one would come in. Cain, amen, and Enoch, praise God, and Enoch, amen, praise God, began to believe with God, with what God had said and promised concerning, amen, his will. Amen, praise God. And then in Genesis, amen, chapter 11, it speaks about the Tower of Babel, amen, where these people, amen, begin to build a tower that they thought would reach up to the heavens. And God seen it, and he said, you know, let's destroy it, let's confound them, because now that this one world government that they're doing, their beliefs and their actions, what they're doing is, amen, it will reach up to heaven, and they will not be limited. So God limited them and caused them, amen, all to speak in different languages, so no one understood each other. And that's when men really began to spread, amen, all over the world. Amen, praise God. During the time of famine, amen, praise God, we'll skip on up, and then I'll come back, amen, and I'll begin to teach you other parts of the governmental overthrow and how it's done through famine, amen, praise God, and what was the cause of it, amen, which is famine, and how each era, amen, took effect for whatever, amen, would come forth, praise God. Amen. But God would have always have that one seed that would come in. Amen. Praise God. And let's talk about Joseph. Amen. Joseph was sent into Egypt. Amen. Praise God. In order to save a nation. Because, amen, Satan, wicked seeds, now they had literally, amen, spread all over the Middle East. Amen. Praise God. And all over the world. Amen, praise God. And so in order to save the Hebrew nation, the Jewish nation, amen, the Israelites, God had to go in, amen, and cause Joseph to be sold into slavery, amen, in order for him to save, amen, the Hebrew nation. So we look at this, amen, praise God, as an era that would come in. Their works would be completed. Joseph's works was completed. Amen. And right after that, amen, praise God, another era, amen, would come in. Well, God had already told Abraham, he said, your seeds would possess the land, amen, and they would be great, amen, a great nation, amen, but they would have to go into captivity for 400 years, amen. But it lasted 430 years. But during that time, amen, is what we're going to get up and we're going to begin to speak about why this occurred, what is the reason for it, and what is going on, amen, praise God. That brings us up now to the future and then the coming of Jesus Christ. God had to establish, amen, his government in the earth realm because Satan had literally taken over. So he uses Joseph to go in, amen, to save a nation, but he uses, amen, praise God, amen, Joseph to save the nation. Then Moses come in and he delivers the nation, brings them out of bondage, amen, praise God, bring them into the promised land, but he had to first overthrow the government, amen, and their powers, amen, that Pharaoh had set over the Hebrew nation. You know, God is an awesome God. And if we can understand, amen, more of the Bible and more of what's getting ready to take place, I guarantee you Satan won't be able to overthrow the crisis on the inside of you. You will be able to do the things that God has purposed, and you will be strengthened by the will of God. Amen. I will see you again on tomorrow. Amen. And may the God that created the heavens and earth and caused all blessings to come forth continue to strengthen you guys today and sell you and establish you more in the word. Amen. Praise God. Don't worry. Praise God. Help is on its way. Amen.